coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Our friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show. We are very excited because on today's show, we have The Heels coming up. And if you are fans of the Dixie Chicks, boy, I got to tell you, I don't know, Mad Cat. I think they're pretty good.
They are pretty good. I listened to their music. I enjoyed it. It was really good.
And they have a cool thing going on with their music, too. So, but you'll learn more
other
about
than the fact that it's music?
Well, yeah, but how they're using their music and some of the things that
for
they're doing.
For people to listen to?
Okay. But anyways, yeah. So
they use their music in a new way. They will flog you over the head with it.
Not even close. Not even close.
No, but they're very good, very talented girls.
But anyways, so we have the three of the, they're on their way to a gig, so that ought to tell you something. They're hardworking kids. But first, I have a Thatch tag.
Hey, yeah, Thatch tag.
Thatch tag, pee of the dog.
Pee of the dog.
Pee of the dog.
So do tell.
Do tell. This is a bright idea. Maybe I should make it Thatch Tag Bright Idea. Yeah, let's change that. Thatch Tag Bright Idea. So Jessica Beatty, 42, of Clearwater, Florida, thought she might throw off the court by submitting someone else's urine for a mandated drug test. Now, like, this hasn't been done before, right?
This never works out well.
Nope.
The smoking gun reported she didn't choose just any old random donor, though. She allegedly collected urine. Are you ready for it? From her aunt's dog.
Wow. Well, you know it's clean.
Yeah.
Very clever. Boy. Mm-hmm.
Beatty, who was arrested on December 28th for possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with suspended license. She had priors for cocaine and other offenses. When she was confronted on January 11th for her fraudulent urine sample, she admitted that it wasn't her pee. Her bond is likely to be revoked, sending her back to jail. But I mean, come on. She had to be wasted when she was even thinking about that. You know
no,
what I
no,
mean?
No. I don't think she needs to be wasted. Some people are just that stupid.
I mean,
they really are. Just like there was a story of a guy who basically did a similar thing, but he used his sister's urine. And they said, oh, thanks. By the way, you're pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but the thought of this girl chasing the dog around.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah.
You can't look pee in the cup, please? Right. Fido, pee in the cup.
I mean, my brain always goes that one step further, you guys. Like, yeah. What was the I can see this. Yeah. I mean, she probably was messed up, obviously, because she didn't want to give her own urine. So God only knows what, you know, she was probably, like, cooked and running around the with a cup trying to get a urine sample. From her aunt's dog, no less. She didn't use
can't
her.
Can't do it with a cup. No. You can't do it with a cup. You need a bowl.
A bowl.
Oh, have you done it before, HR? Is this?
I'm not saying I haven't.
Oh, boy. The truth is revealed right here on The Balcony Show.
I'm not saying that was the worst idea ever either.
So if you want to collect dog urine, according to AJ, use a bowl, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to her. I really think that was a great idea. She really tried.
Definitely full marks for effort.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
But how?
Still dumb.
Wrong.
Still dumb.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know where that got her? Locked up.
Yeah. There you go. Back to jail with
Back
you.
Back to jail. Anyways.
See ya.
So we're going to get things started tonight with a song from Karen Waldrop. And Karen Waldrop was on the show a couple months ago, and she is a contestant on The Voice. And I want to tell you, I saw her first battle and the blind audition, she just killed it. So congratulations to her for being on the show and being a part of it. But We have her song Kendall County Road. So take a listen and follow her journey, because her star is also rising.
Well, my mama's in the kitchen like she always is, cooking up something for my sister's kids. Sunday supper on the grill and the game on TV. And the phone rings, it's little old me. Then mama asks, how am I doing? I'm doing all right. I'm doing just fine. But they can't hear lonely through the phone. No, they can't hear the heartache being alone. A thousand miles away here on my own, wishing San Antonio was home. Oh, it's days like this that make me wish I was living on that Kendall County road. If I could catch a flight tonight, I'd be there by midnight. Then back at work on Monday, right on time. I'd be sitting around the table eating mama's chicken. But instead I'm here in Wichita just wishing that I was right there on the other side of this line. County Road. Well, leaving is easy. It's staying gone that's hard to do. And I still don't have the heart to tell them the truth.
Folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. And right now we have the first song from tonight's interview with the Heels. This song is called John Waning. I can't wait to have the girls, you know, we're going to listen to the song right now, but we're going to have the girls have to explain that title. All right. So give it a listen. When you come back, we're going to have the girls on the line. Here we go.
Too long, kept calm and watched it all go wrong. Right now they want me scared to death, 'cause no one knows what happens next. Hightailing out of here won't get me anywhere. Courage is facing fear. yesterday. We've learned something along the way. If we don't learn, we will repeat all the hell of history. Hightailing out of here won't get us anywhere. Courage is facing fear.
Very excited because we have Bobby, Brittany, and Kayla on the phone. They are the members of the Heels. And I want to tell you, watch them because their star is rising. They are just kicking it. They have a new album out called Work of Heart. And I want to welcome all three of you to the show. I want to talk about real quickly, if we can, kind of quickly, your music. You have an approach about using music as a healing thing. And this I found to be really interesting. Where did this come from? How did this get on your radar?
Well, we actually started singing together just to feel good. So we used music to heal ourselves. So that's where our name started. That's what our name kind of represents. Built off of that and started working with sound healing centers and really immersing ourselves in it. And we included in all of our music. We're really intentional with our lyrics to make sure that they're feeling good and empowering.
And talk a little bit about the I'm going to ruin this. Solfeggio frequencies?
Yeah. So because our bodies are so much made up of water, the different frequencies, when you apply them into the body, they do different things. So we have different frequency tones that we work with in each song, depending on what lyrically the song is talking about and what emotions the song's trying to evoke. We've matched those to different frequencies. We first started doing this with our song I Am, which is on our second album. And that one has the 528 frequency, which is all about love and healing. And that song in particular, we made like a musical meditation. It's set to the tempo of a resting human heartbeat. There's affirmations woven in there. And basically, it opened up a whole new genre of music for us. Like, we were crossing over from country music into spirituality playlists, world playlists. And we just felt like it was really something that was meaningful to us. And so then when we did this brand new album, we put different frequencies on every single track that are complementary to what we're trying to say or what emotion we're trying to portray.
Well, the first song that our listeners have heard tonight is called John Waning. And this is just, it's a really great tune. You know what I mean? It's fun. And talk about why John Waning.
Why John Waning? John Waning is a verb that we made out of John Wayne's name. And it's when you're embodying the cowboy. We read a quote from him that said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. And at the time, that really resonated with us. And so we wrote this song.
So the next song that our listeners are going to hear is You Take the Trailer. And I got to tell you, everybody, you have got to go and watch the video for this. You guys killed this video. There's nothing that I don't like about this video.
And the song.
And the song.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a romp. for me, I grew up in that period, you know, kind of like the 50s, 60s kind of. So, and that's coming back. So you're like hitting this real, it's a really smart move all the way around. And the song is just, it's a great song. And I love the message behind it. And you guys, it's just, please, I'm telling you, listeners, you have got to go see this. So who came up with this idea? Because it's great.
Bobby brought it to the table. And then we were on a road trip, started talking about like all the things that we eat if we were to leave our house and all the things we would leave behind. And yeah, really fun, right? We brought it to some writers in Nashville, Troy Castellano, Anthony Fiddler, and it's still been one of our favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great romp, and everything about the video, the costuming, you know, where it was done, how it was done, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate just such a really good production all the way around. So I got to give you a kudos for that. Absolutely.
It won Video of the Year, and then it won Independent Country Video of the Year as well. So in Canada and in DC. And then also the director, he won an award for directing it. It was directed by Matt Rasha. So thanks for loving it.
Absolutely.
Young at 21, got the mortgage, a dog in the dream. It's been years of tears and I'm still here, waiting how it's supposed to be. My best life as a good wife, where did it go wrong? In the driveway, calling my name, that silver lining all along. You keep the house, I'll take the trailer. Honey, I'm out, singing see you later. To our oldest scream, you keep the house, I never like the neighbors. I'll take the trailer, I'll take the trailer. Got my eye on the 65, grab the vinyl, my heels in the wine. I leave the weight machine and the supersized screen where your lazy boy can recline. Into your beer cans and the lava lamps and the Xbox you can't let go. Hook the truck up before you wake up. About time I hit the road. You keep the house, I'll take the trailer. Honey, I'm out, singing see you later. This domestic scene, it ain't for me. I'd rather get hitched to our oldest dream. You keep the house, I never like the neighbors.
Talk about the last song that our listeners are going to hear tonight, and I realize that we're kind of speeding this along tonight, so can you tell us a little bit about Caught Up in the Good?
Well, yeah, Caught Up in the Good, basically the opposite of getting stuck in all the negatives in life. So yeah, it's a recipe for a better world, and basically we want to say, what would the world be like if we could all focus on the positivity.
So three girls meet in a coffee shop and they decide that they're going to do something. And this is what comes of the three of you getting together with a dream.
Yeah.
How do you think moving forward, where do you guys, what's your goal? What do you, where do you see yourselves?
We would like to heal the world. So sing in every state, country, sing in every country, you know, heal the world. Yeah. It's exactly as simple as that.
I can't see that not happening for you. In all seriousness, I can't see it not happening. I'll tell you what, I know that you've gained a few fans here right at this table, and I know that you will gain some more once that we air your show, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's really special, using music to heal. And
that is genius. You've cut yourself a niche that is going to make you stand out in such a positive light. Like, I'm so happy for you, and it's really great to meet you guys.
So with that, I'm gonna tell you goodbye. And is there any final shout outs?
Oh, any final shout outs? No. Well, just follow our journey at thehealsmusic.com. All of our socials. We also just joined a new platform called Starkick, where anybody that wants to have personal FaceTimes with us can FaceTime one-on-one with us. And we post all the time on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. We go live while we're making dinner and practicing songs. So if you want to connect further with us, you can join a personal journey together that way.
All right, so we're going to end things tonight with the song Caught Up in the Good by The Heels. Thank you again so much for joining us. Good luck. Break a leg at your gig tonight. And we're going to follow your journey now. We're going to continue to play your music. That's what happens once you're on our show. So with that, I'm going to bid you farewell and good luck.
Coffee stain on a 4-inch screen, that chaos likes to get a grip on me. Another good one's gone, another heartbreak song. So easy to get wrapped up in what's wrong. I'll redefine, rise and shine until the day is done. This rock that keeps on rolling round the sun. It's a long stretch of highway between here and heaven, with the gospel of the bad news playing 24/7. I'm crazy enough to believe in change. The darkness runs and love remains. What in the world would the world be like if we could get caught up in the good? How about we start with forgiving and giving hearts, loving everyone no matter where they are? How about hold a hand to hold? There's a song that feeds your soul like raindrops on darkness runs and love remains. What in the world would the world be like if we could get caught up in the good? Caught up in the good. Caught up in the good. What we choose to see is just what we become. Right in this rock keeps on rolling round the sun. It's a long stretch of highway between here and heaven, with the gospel of the bad news playing 24/7. I'm crazy enough to believe in change. The darkness runs and love remains. What in the world would the world be like if we could take a deep breath?
everybody. Nice. Welcome to another Mad Cats Mad Tracks. Right now we have the song Fangirl by Cassidy Rae. Give it a listen, and maybe you'll be a fangirl of Fangirl. Here we go.
Is testing a new feature called Spin. So not everybody has access to it yet, but this is pretty cool. So it's going to allow users to replace text and audio on someone else's spin. Don't get all crazy, Mad Cat. I knew you were going to have a reaction. That's why I'm looking at him across the table. So if you're familiar with Instagram, you can do remixes, which is like a side-by-side video. Somebody posts a video and then you can remix and then add your... Right. Commentary, whatever. So that's still going to stay. But this new feature called the spin, where you can change out the text and audio, which let's just, before we all freak out, let's see what this is going to be all about. But one very cool thing about it is that the original spin video that you're spinning off of, so when you make your spin on that video and add your text and whatever it is that you want to add or replace, you're going to reach that original spin video's audience, which means for an indie artist, let's say, you have a video, maybe you put your song to it, and who knows what copyright or what other kind of things they might have, like restrictions on this. But just wrap your head around that fact. So let's say you spin somebody else's video and they have a reach of, let's say, 50,000 people. So now you're going to be able to reach those 50,000 people. Got it?
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So just wanted to put that on everybody's radar, especially for indie artists. That's, I think, something very cool coming down the pike. I hope it comes to fruition because I think that's going to be a great tool. And again, who's to say what kind of restrictions there might be, but it's worth hanging out and checking out.
Checking out for sure.
And it's a great way to, you know, cross reach maybe audiences that you wouldn't even think would even be somebody that would follow you or follow your music, or, you know, it's a cool concept for sure. So
more great
stay
advice.
Stay tuned for that.
Bo Summer and Indie Radar. I'd like to remind you that The Balcony is proudly produced at Keiko Studios right here in Penn Argyle, Pennsylvania. So hit them up. If you're looking to make a new tune, come on down. Go to keikostudios.com and you might even get on the show.
Maybe.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
AJ in for Mike tonight.
AJ!
Yeah, thanks, guys. Awesome.
Once AJ! Again, Mike was abducted by alien overlords. And the latest report is they've tried dissecting his feet while still attached. It's not going well for Mike.
He actually called me. He'll be back soon. But for tonight, I think I was just going to tell you about how a few bands got their names.
Okay.
So,
all right.
This is a continuing, then it's a continuance. So you're continuing the story.
The series rules.
Right. It all does. Right.
So tonight we're going to take on Motley Crue. All right. So Motley Crue bassist and founder Nikki Sixx considered naming the band Christmas, but the other members hated it. While brainstorming, guitarist Mick Mars remembered that while playing in a band called White Horse, a bandmate referred to this group as a motley-looking crew. So Mars scribbled the name down as Motley Crue, and after tweaking the spelling for like a little bit, Motley Crue was eventually selected with the little umlaut, and that was it. The two
who would
metal
ever think
umlaut.
Christmas though?
Never knew. What a that's
cool.
Yeah, but I think it's a terrible name. Christmas is.
Oh,
it?
Yeah, that
no, not for a band. Yeah. Not like Motley Crue.
I could see all kinds of problems coming forward.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. So, how about Poison? You guys ever wonder how Poison got their name?
Does it have something to do with Poison?
Maybe.
Or who's the guitarist?
Maybe.
The crazy one?
CeCe DeVille.
CeCe DeVille.
Well, let's find out.
What is that bad boy up to?
Still rocking and Poison, you know, and looking good too. Dude's healthy. So Brett Michaels began performing in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania with a basement band called Laser. All right. And in 1979, he joined forces with his childhood friend, Ricky Rocket, in the Spectres. All right. So those two got together. Next, they teamed up with Matt Smith and Bobby Dahl to form Paris, which mostly played rock covers in bars, right? But they were doing real good. And in 1980, they made two career-boosting changes. They moved to L.A., and they changed the name from Paris to Poison, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was
you
all
gotta,
right.
You got to wonder what happened, though, why they came up with... I mean, I get it's a P name.
It sounds more metal.
I'm sure. Yeah, it sounds more metal.
Paris is really fluffy.
I'm sure it involved a female of some kind, you know.
Yeah.
There's a girl-fronted band, Paris, and the A is upside down, and they're really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's more fitting of...
Yeah, right.
Right.
That would work with them. But they were kind of glammy, you know, so maybe that did work.
Maybe they thought like, oh, Paris. Nah, Poison fits them.
Yeah, I thought so.
Very cool.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for letting me do Mike's Music Box.
Yeah.
You did Mike's box.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Gallucci.
Oh, yeah, Donna freaking Gallucci. Lay it on us.
Yeah, my voice is going. My voice is going, guys.
That's all right. Gentle, gentle. You'll get it's through all right. it.
She's going to sound like Leather Tuscadero tonight.
Oh, it's Gallucci.
Didn't we all when we were younger?
This is true.
God, I wanted to be her so bad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, today on Spotlight, we have some great news about the rock band Skid Row. Actually, it's not really great news. You could consider it great
interesting
news. Some people
news.
Would consider it great news, I guess, of the younger generation.
Sebastian's certainly not considering it great news.
No, not at all. They're parting ways with their Swedish singer, Eric Grönvall. He has some health issues, unfortunately. I think he had leukemia and he had a bone marrow transplant. And he can't be on the road touring the way this band, you know, tours.
Just wiping him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not good for him. So he's stepping out of that. And they decided to have Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm take over for him.
Local Pennsylvanian.
That's girl. Central Pennsylvanian. That's right.
Go,
and
Lizzie.
She talks about how she would listen to Skid Row as a teenager in Pennsylvania.
Has anybody seen her live? Or
no,
I've
seen videos, but not live.
Oh, my God.
I went to see Candlebox years ago down at Croc Rocks.
Oh,
She was going to be she was the opening act then, because she hadn't broke yet.
Right.
And I opted, like a moron, I opted to not go because I didn't know them.
Oh, you missed out on that.
So it's like, you know, but I knew who Candlebox was. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And that's when you go see a show, folks, go see a full show of whoever the opening acts are, because you never know when they're going to blow up. And
that's absolutely,
you know,
true.
You missed that opportunity to see them while they're right there at the precipice of, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. I feel really bad for you.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. Don't even pretend.
Well, Lizzie's a, you know, like a friend of the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it was natural for them to pick her.
Is this the first female singer in this too, Donna?
Yes.
I think so, isn't it? Yeah. The first time a female is taking the lead.
What an incredible
match.
The
parade will be at 11 on next Sunday.
But I think it will like bring a lot of new, like, younger fans to the band
and
their music. Yeah. I think that's a good thing for Skid Row. And she'll be doing the next four dates that are coming up. May 17th in Illinois, May 18th in Iowa, May 31st in Nevada, and June 1st in California.
Wow. Nothing around here.
There has been chatter, because it's all happening quickly, where she may actually extend.
Right.
Her little tenure in the band.
If that happens around here, we're all going.
Yeah, absolutely. The best of both worlds there. So that's something to think about.
Yep.
You guys might want to check her out. Now on Spotlight, we are going to talk about a brand new single from Gulfstream Riders, our friends Gulfstream Riders.
He's been hooking up with Dave Noodle a lot. Have you seen that? They've been doing a lot of concerts together. Both of them are like, they're Americana kind of bands. And, both him and Dave Noodle, they were doing a driving thing. It made me think of the Madcap
driving videos. Yeah. So he's catching on, see?
That's what's up.
I don't know. They might have been watching yours, Madcap.
That's right.
So yeah, pretty cool. So if you're in the area of wherever they're performing.
Yeah, definitely check them
out. Where are they from?
Sure.
Do you remember, Donna? I don't remember where they're from.
Where are they from?
They're from that place.
Yeah,
that place.
Right beyond the horizon.
I should know, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think I was there. Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there.
I know it's out west.
Well, we just had CJ on the show recently, right? Back in May.
Oh, boy.
He had a lot of interesting stories, how they were formerly a rock band, and now they're more like a country folk rock band. Talked about his music, his inspirations, and songwriting. And, you know, everyone should check out that interview, because it was really good from back in May.
And then you can find out where they're from. Right.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Right. This is a really good song. Of course, like the signature acoustic song that they always seem to have, these great acoustic songs and great finger picking in the song. I really, really enjoy that from them. I think what it means to me, the song, is to get in touch with your real true inner feelings and let that perspective come through when you're talking to other people. I'm not sure if that's what they intended it to be about, but that's what I hear when I hear the lyrics. So
it seems on point.
Yeah.
I mean,
let it come through. Right? And everyone should check it out. Enjoy it. Let It Come Through from Gulfstream Riders.
You don't mean to come off cryptic, just the way things always seem to filter through. And you swear you're well adjusted, just your twisted point. Behind what will be, don't need you waiting. Try to get that wood clean out of your mind. And you swear you're well adjusted, just your twisted point of view. As you recognize what you're feeling, let it come.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show. Thanks for sticking around. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out The Heels and all of their music. You're going to want to download it and certainly watch this group because they are definitely on the rise. Really love some of the stuff that they're doing with the healing and all that. What a different take. I don't know.
I'm totally digging that.
Yeah, me too. And who knew about, you know, all the different decibels? I've heard things about it. Who was the artist? Was it Senya? Donna, that uses music for healing,
yes,
too.
Yes, it was Senya. So, Senya Sargent.
So check out her music, too, yeah, because absolutely. she's doing some healing stuff, too, with her music. But I'd like to remind you that our Reverb Nation campaign, this campaign will be coming to a close pretty soon. So if you want to get on the show, check out ReverbNation.com. And, check out ReverbNation.com and enter to be a part of the show. And you can spend time with us here on the show and the Mad Cat. And
that's always fun.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Boisterous Mad Cat.
Yeah.
Typical cat.
Just a cool cat.
Oh, I love it. Yep. Go ahead. Yep. What's that?
We just dated ourselves there. We're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to end things tonight with a song from Dustin Chapman. You can check. You can see Dustin Chapman. He will, if you're in the Nashville area, he will be playing at Dollywood. He is taking the stage there in their country show. So,
how cool is that?
Go to when you go to Dollywood, check out Dustin Chapman. And if you see him, tell him hi from us. Anyways, with that, I'm going to bid you good night. So take a listen to Words and Alibis from Dustin Chapman. Good night, everybody, from the Balcony Show. We will catch you next week.
Peace.
See you.
Oh, it was in the same old moves, the ones that always kill you. He throws them down in a corner booth round the block so he can't hear you sing your worries and beg for mercy from someone who ain't even there. Neon lights and rendezvous, when he's gone, he hides the words I do. So you let Rob sing your blues, and you wonder what you can do to make him care. No, it just ain't fair that you choose to be lonely when he's gone tonight. Takes him just a little while to sweep in and offer you a reason to finally believe in his words and alibis. Deep cut country song makes you feel like you should just hold on to those memories on your wall that replace time you walk your home. And it ain't fair that he just don't care that you choose to be lonely when he's gone tonight. You keep hoping that it takes him just a little while to sweep in and offer you a reason to finally believe in his words and alibis. Chance has been wasted on someone who's only sad.